Welcome to another post-game interview edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. I'm Carl James, and this is Thursday, March 17th, 2022. The Indiana University baseball team suffered a defeat in the opening game of the Xavier Series, 9-7 this evening. We were part of the group that caught up with Coach Mercer after the game.
Can you just talk about Perkins' outing today? I mean, he went six innings. It seemed to be in the beginning. Seemed to be a pitcher's duel. Just kind of have you seen him today and his consistency all year?
Yeah, I thought Jack was good again today. Executed a bunch of different pitches, and velocity was good. Stuff was good. Landed the off-speed stuff. And he's been getting better each and every week, and he was better again this week than he was in the last several outings. So he's been terrific, and very, very excited for him, very proud of him. Did a really good job.
Why do you think he's been, you know, improving each game? Every outing, he seems to be giving you guys, you know, very useful innings, very good starts. What do you attribute that to?
Well, he's got really good stuff. He was very talented, but he's also got a great mindset. And he's competitive, and anytime you're able to add, you know, four or five pitches to the mix with a really competitive guy, you know, it gives you a chance to have a really good player, and that's what he is. And he just, as he gets more confident, he gets better. And he adds, you know, adds the rep to the repertoire, it would execute his pitch, and just continues to grow. Done a great job.
The first time through the order, your hitters were really jumping on that guy. Just seemed to be hitting the ball at people. Were you happy with the execution early on?
Yeah, I was really happy. I mean, I think that, you know, the first inning lined out three times, second inning lined out to the wall. And, you know, as you hit the ball hard, they typically put guys in the warning track and just kind of stand there. And so, you know, We hit the ball hard throughout and just at guys. And, you know, we still were able to find a way to score seven runs, walked eight times. And, you know, offensively, I thought we did a good job. When you hit balls hard and they catch them and you still find a way to score seven runs, you did a good job. Walk eight times. And, you know, it's just not always going to be able to put up, you know, 12 or 15. But I was happy with the way the offense played.
You're still kind of looking for that shutdown inning from the relief corps. What can you say about that at this point?
You know, Reese has been that guy for us. Of the guys, he's been a back end guy that we can trust and rely on. And he had a tough time putting guys away. You know, just we got into the two strike counts, got to 1-2, 0-2, 1-2, and just wasn't able to put them away. And, you know, credit to their guys that there's no holes in the swings. They don't expand the zone and they don't chase down. And you know, we just weren't able to finish it. You know, and that's the frustrating part about a game like this is you didn't necessarily play poorly. You didn't necessarily, you know, have a catastrophic inning. You didn't walk three or four guys. You didn't do anything crazy. They competed really well. They played hard and they didn't give at bats away once they got to two strikes, and we weren't able to finish them, and we weren't able to do what we need to do to win that game, which is obviously frustrating, but you just have to learn and grow and keep getting better.
Go ahead.
Okay. Just kind of to go off of that, it seems like ever since the Round Rock Classic, this team has been a new team offensively. What's been the change? You know, even today, like you said, you scored seven runs, and obviously a couple days ago, 20. But, you know, what's been the change recently?
Well, it's been a talented group from the beginning. You know, you kind of get a chance to get the nerves out and early in the season. And it just takes time to kind of gel as a group a little bit and learn to play together. It's a new group with a bunch of freshmen and young guys, and even the sophomores haven't played much. You know, so they just needed time to get their feet underneath them and go and compete, and they're a talented group. So they've really settled in nicely and had great at-bats and been really tough, and I've been really pleased with them.
Two more.
The play of Josh Pine today, both with the bat and some phenomenal plays out on the field today. Just what do you want to comment a bit on that?
Yeah, Josh is – he's a great player, man. He just keeps getting better and better each day, each game. He gets more confident. You know, Cole Barr used to make that bare hand play like that, but for Josh to do it as a freshman is—I've never seen a player, you know, play defense like he does at third base as a freshman right now. So, but what he's done overall, the offensive ability, the defensive ability, he's been special, been great.
You know, we keep talking about how young your team is. You know, even from the beginning of the season, are you surprised, or how have you seen them improve both offensively, defensively? Do you like where you're at right now?
Yeah, that the position player group, the youth that we run out there, I knew they were talented. I don't think you ever really know what they're going to do or how they're going to really compete, but we were confident that they were capable of doing so. The way that they've done that so far this year has been a pleasant, I don't want to say a surprise, but it's been really nice to see that you you have the faith to trust those guys to get out there and do that. And then they go out and they compete at a really high level. And you know, when you're looking to obviously, you know, build a program, how you build it through high school players and the growth and the development of those kids, you know, it bodes well for the future to watch guys like that get out there and play so well. And then you build those guys through that. But to have those guys come in and be such immediate impact guys has been great.
Thank you for listening to this post-game media availability on Talking Hoosier Baseball. The Indiana Hoosiers play Xavier again in the next game of the series, Saturday at 12 noon. We will see you at the BART.